And we're back here with Alan Madden, Chartered Accountant. Now, Alan, during the tax season, I want to ask you, what's the biggest problem that you see people encountering during this time of year?
The biggest problem that I see people encountering is ignoring the fact that they may not be required to file a return, but it's their benefit to do so. So many Canadians believe that because they have no tax liability owing or they make very little income, there's no benefit in filing a return. That's a big mistake. Many government benefits, such as the Trillium benefit and the GST, HST benefit, are paid only if you file a tax return. So that's really the biggest mistake I see people making.
Now, what advice would you like to give out to some people? Is there, you know, one word, one sentence of advice that you'd like to give the listeners during this time of year?
Right. I think it's important to read the T1 General and Benefit Guide and make a checklist for yourself when reading through it. See which credits and deductions you can apply for and that you and your family can apply for. Because many Canadians forget to apply for these deductions and credits, they're literally leaving billions of dollars on the table for the taxman every single year.
Wow, that's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Now, is there anything else you'd like to cover? Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, I have some great tips that I'd love to share today.
Of course.
And one of the tips is, it's simple, but it's to report all of your T-slips. So you may have a T-slip from your employer, from your bank or financial institution. And if you forget to report that slip, you may actually get a severe penalty known as the failure to report penalty. So accuracy is key. Number two, maximizing all available credits, which I've touched on. Common credits include tuition, children's fitness and arts credit, the first-time homebuyer's credit, the family caregiver amount, and medical expenses. If you are married, you should also consider transferring some of your unused credits to your spouse. That way, if you can't take advantage of them, at least your spouse can by reducing his or her tax. Finally, if you work from home, consider writing off a portion of your workspace at home. This includes things like rent, or if you own your home, a percentage of your mortgage interest, property taxes, utilities, and repairs.
Wow. Now, you mentioned failure to report penalty. What are the consequences of failing to report exactly?
Well, not only do you owe the tax that was due, you'll be subject to interest at the rate of 5% per annum compounded on the balance owing, plus a 20% penalty for failure to report. If it was gross negligence or if it was tax evasion, the charges could be even more severe, including criminal prosecution. That's not to scare the average person, but what that means is you should pay close attention to when signing your return because you are making a representation that the information is accurate and complete.
Exactly. You want to be very careful. Now, where can they get more information on your firm?
Thanks again for that question. For more great tips and tricks on how to save tax and to learn a little about me, you can have a look at my website, maddenca.com. That's MADANCA.com.
Excellent. Well, Alan, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add before we head out?
I think that the benefit that most listeners should receive from this broadcast is that it's worth your while to hire a professional accountant, whether it's me or someone else. You want to make sure the return is done right and you're getting all that's due to you.
Excellent. Well, Alan, thank you so, so much for joining me in studio. It was a real pleasure. And I think the listeners are going to take a lot from this interview.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Thank you.
Take care.